Now, former Governor McAuliffe was not successful in expanding Medicaid. How is your approach going to be different?
Well, again, it goes back to what Virginians care about and the fact that they came out in record numbers on November the 7th. This was a mandate on health care and expanding health care. So I have the advantage of having been here for 10 years. I was in the Senate for 6 years and then served as Lieutenant Governor for four. So I have relationships with individuals on both sides of the aisle. And I think that both Republicans and Democrats saw what happened on November the 7th. They know what Virginians are interested in. So we have a unique opportunity right now to bring people from both sides of the aisle and talk about this. And really what I have advocated for is a straight Medicaid expansion, one that we don't have to use waivers, one that Washington can't hold us up on. And so that's the way I plan to move forward.
But there are proposals in the legislature to do some innovative things like work requirements. Would you support work requirements for Medicaid as part of a potential compromise?
Well, you know, I think we have to design and develop a simple Medicaid expansion without creating more bureaucracy. And so a work requirement is doing just that, getting into more bureaucracy. And what I've always advocated for is to look at areas where we can help people what I would call a work search program. So if there's an individual that's capable of working that wants to enter the workforce, then we'll do everything in Virginia to help them with that.
So you're not against incentivizing work in some way. What would that look like?
We always encourage that if people can work, that we want to help them do that. But again, sometimes it's easier said than done. So we want to look at each individual and see how we can help them. But to just make a blanket statement that we're going to require folks to work, I think is a little bit short-sighted and unrealistic.
Are there any other reforms to Medicaid that could help control the cost of spending?
Well, it's two different issues. One is Medicaid expansion, and then looking at ways how we can reform, look at ways that we can better incentivize, reimburse hospitals and providers to make sure that, you know, they're willing to take care of Medicaid recipients. So there are a lot of discussions that we're having in that area, but it's a separate issue from Medicaid expansion.
Is there another way or any other way, in addition to or instead of Medicaid expansion, that would help provide more coverage for more Virginians?
Well, there are other mechanisms out there. For example, free clinics. There are clinics like the RAM Clinic, Remote Aerial Medical Clinic, which I have participated in every year. But I always look at those individuals that come out once a year, line up after midnight, the night before, in whether it be the heat or the cold, to get one day of access to an eye doctor, to a dentist, and to medical doctors. And I would just say, here in Virginia in 2018, there has got to be a better way. I remind people in Virginia every day that no individual, no family should be one medical illness away from financial demise. That's just not acceptable to me. And so we can remedy to that, and that's by bringing people from both sides of the aisle to the table and finding out how we can bring those resources back to Virginia.